Pet Shanes.
Season fucking 11.
I mean, who'd have thunked that?
Who'd have thunk that?
But we're back. We are back a very, very actually long hiatus.
Very actually.
Very actually long hiatus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you feel though?
Oh, mate, it has felt like forever.
I think this is the biggest hiatus we've ever taken.
Yeah. I think it was quite good though, wasn't it? It sort of felt like we needed a hiatus.
We always need the hiatus, especially I think when we get to the summer months.
But what I will say is the amount of people that have said, so happy you're back. Thank God for that. I've listened to all the old episodes.
I know.
I can't listen to any more old episodes.
I know.
I can't go back to the beginning again. And then we had a bit of a panic that we might not be able to record this week. We'll not go into it, but we had a little bit of a... And I was thinking, oh my God, oh, gold.
Oh my God.
I thought, oh my God, these people that are like, I'm so happy you're back. You're going to make my Wednesdays again. Mm. I didn't want to have to put up a thing that said, actually, guys, due to unforeseen circumstances.
We're not back until next week. Apologies.
Yeah. We're not back until 2025.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking. We can't tell people we're back this week and then go, oh, sorry, guys, actually, we've had a bit of a problem. We can't now be here.
We can't. No, for the eight people that were excited for this, we could not knock those eight people down.
That would be it. That would be our listenership gone.
Game over.
Yeah.
Game
that's
over.
That's it. No more.
Mate.
Finding the funny is gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you? How's your week been? What's going down? What have you got to talk about? What have you got to tell me? Tell me it all.
Well, I do actually have a bit of big news.
What? Andrew's got big news.
I've
if
got
you're not
big
sat
news.
Down already, sit mm-hmm. down. If you're driving, pull over. She's got mm-hmm. some big news.
Big bloody news. Right?
Okay.
Which I felt that I should share with the listeners.
Oh God, this is getting really serious.
It's quite
terrified about what you're going to say.
It's quite a big one. Basically, for the last sort of 2 weeks, I reckon, approximately.
Okay, yeah. This is an exclusive, guys.
Mm-hmm. I have moved away from Marmite on toast to Marmalade on toast.
Lady Marmalade.
Now, I must be clear.
Be clear.
I have
we want
been...
you to be clear. We want clarity on this because I think there's a lot of people at home going, shit, I wish you'd give us the clarity.
Right. Now, as you know, Pat, I am a Marmite fiend. I love the shit and I really do put quite a lot of Marmite on. I'm quite a strong Marmite fan.
I cannot cope with that. That's like Marty.
Yes.
I cannot cope with that.
And I have been Marmite, Team Marmite I think most of my life, to be perfectly honest with you.
Right.
And then just in the last Cutlers. I've had a bit of Marmite on toast and I thought, I'm just not feeling this in the same way.
It's not the one.
And then I've got this very particular brand of Marmalade, thin cut.
Oh my God, the detail in this is fucking off the charts.
Right, this is important. It is important.
Oh my God. Important to who? Have you told your family about this?
No.
Oh, God. Thank God for that, because putting Ian and the kids through this would have been hell.
And the thing is, I've just secretly been...
I haven't told, it's been hard for me to share this morning, guys, because Marmite to me is like crack. We do not endorse taking drugs on the podcast. But it's like, I've been secretly in the kitchen, you've been like, oh, is anyone watching? No, quick, I can use the Marmalade. Don't let anybody think I've jumped from the Marmite bandwagon.
But I've gone through two jars of the shit.
Shit.
And normally there's a jar of Marmalade in my fridge for 2 years. You know, growing fur because I, might use it once a year.
Massive.
This is
massive.
This is big news.
This is bigger than when Kim Kardashian and Kanye West split up.
Yes, you can't even put it in the same bracket.
No, this is massive.
And I really am. I'm actually quite obsessed about it. It's
right.
I don't think I've ever been this obsessed about a preserve before in my life.
How would you feel about a marmalade sandwich?
No, you're not putting that shit on bread. Actually, well, you are putting on bread, but toasted bread.
Toasted.
And obviously, I do have a massive thing for sourdough.
You wouldn't put marmalade on flaccid bread.
No, oh, hell no.
It's got to be bona fide.
It's got to be bona fide-y. It's got to have a good crust on the edge. Yeah. It's got to be, you know, you toast that motherfucker and she's coming out crunchy. That's what we want. And then we want butter. Then we want the marmalade.
Sure.
And I think this actually stemmed from my trip to Norway, where I actually didn't have marmalade. I had blueberry jam and I was obsessed with the blueberry jam.
Oh,
I think
this
is where this is
segment. This conversation is becoming out of control now because, like, we're telling everybody. Shall I tell you what I've become obsessed with in the morning?
What's that?
I make myself a banging breakfast smoothie.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, Pats. I mean, I've become, you know, my big news is my move from Marmite to Marmalade, which is big.
Massive. I think we can all.
But I think actually you've also got big news.
Big news.
Which obviously a lot of people might already know.
If they follow me on the gram, they already know. But it's good to put it here as well.
That's what I was thinking.
The place we first spoke about Ozempic.
Ozempics.
Ozempic. Yeah. It annoys me when people call it Ozempic.
Ozempic.
It's just Ozempic.
Ozempic.
So obviously I said a few weeks ago, months ago now on this podcast that I didn't think Ozempic, Semaglutide, Wegovy, Mounjaro, whatever it is, all of those names are the same thing.
You know them all now. You've got them all down.
Yeah, I've got them all now.
All those names.
Would be something that I would do. And actually I'm, 6 weeks in to taking
doing it.
Semaglutide? I'm doing it.
She's doing it.
I'm on the semas.
And what, like, just because there might be some people that are not aware of this, there might be people that listen to the podcast but don't really like you and so don't follow you.
Only listen for you, really, and your marmalade tales.
Exactly, yes, me and the marmalade tales. That could be a programme, couldn't it?
Absolutely. You could have Paddington in it with you.
Yeah, I could sort of travel the world checking out marmalades.
With
Paddington in tow. So I just think it's probably worth just sort of touching on this.
Sure,
because,
let's touch on it.
Like, what really, I suppose it might be interesting for people to know the why. But especially given the conversation we did have pre-hiatus. You know, that we didn't, or, you know, we had a discussion about, we didn't think it would be something that either of us would kind of do. And then, like, you know, a few months down the line, you're in it. So I suppose, just be good to get a bit of a update on the why and how you've ended up here and kind of, just a bit of a,
so obviously
a big news
I've been
debrief.
On a bit of a, I've been on a bit of a fitness journey. So I joined the gym on the 2nd of April. So I've been kind of thinking about what I've been eating and my lifestyle for a while now. And lots of people have said to me, what was the kind of catalyst for that? And I don't really know. In all honesty, I don't. There wasn't a single thing. Like, the last time I lost loads of weight, it was because I wanted to try and have a baby. And that really isn't the reason now. I just have got to the stage in my life where I'm like, oh my God, I'm 42. Like, what's my health going to be like in 10, even 5 years time if I don't address it? So I started that in April and I've sort of been like trying my hardest to eat as well as I could. And then I saw a private doctor who was absolutely lovely and she ran a load of blood tests. And look, in all honesty, there was some stuff that came back that probably was quite concerning, in all honesty. So my bad cholesterol was pretty high, my good cholesterol was pretty low, my blood sugars weren't in diabetes territory but probably weren't far off. And I just had a really frank conversation with her, and it's interesting now because I look back and so obviously, as we know, I've also become addicted to my Apple Watch, and I am well and
truly. I mean, you actually have—you've become an absolutely massive wanker. I have to say that to you,
Pats. Trapped,
because I think a lot of people potentially are going to have a bit of an issue with you because you have ripped the piss out of other me
off Apple Watches,
me, and numerous other people, and now all of a sudden you are the biggest one.
I am ring trapped, mate.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of shit you need to do here.
Because I looked back on my resting heart rate before I started really exercising. So I got my Apple Watch end of April, and my resting heart rate at the end of April was 108 beats per minute.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
And actually, I think I was probably hurtling towards, with the cholesterol, how high it was, I was probably hurtling towards some quite serious health issues, if I'm really honest. And I've never really spoken about that before. I've never really told anyone quite how bad it was. And I think, you know, to put it into context now, my resting heart rate is like late 50s, early 60s. Like, it's, I know that I've reversed some of the stuff that was going on. So
yeah,
I suppose for me, it was just to like, you know, there's so much research happening about Ozempic, not just for weight loss. So there's a really, really good podcast episode by The Diary of a CEO who interviews this woman who's talking about Ozempic. And they're saying that they think in micro doses in years to come, it will be used for instead of statins for things like blood pressure and stuff like that, that the effect it has on the gut is amazing. You know, this drug has been around for years for the combat of type 2 diabetes. And really the kind of clinical trials on it and what it could be used for are only just starting to come into the forefront, and they've seen such amazing results for people who are obese. And I suppose the thing for me is, so it's really interesting because I had somebody on my Instagram say to me, I knew you'd fall off the wagon, this is cheating, you're doing this by cheating, like you're not doing it the proper way. And lots of people will see it like that, but I definitely know, and having spoken to this Dr. Sophia, she was basically saying to me, obesity is way more complex than anybody gives it credit for. And I think, you know, if there's something that can aid me and help me and can help me think more about the food I eat. And I mean, I had half a Reese's Pieces egg, as in one of the little mini eggs, you know, like the sort of
cream egg size.
Yeah. I took a bite of one of those on Sunday, couldn't finish it because it was I mean, I could have easily eaten two or three of those.
Oh, easily.
Back to back, yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
I bit into it and my teeth instantly were like, whoa, what are you doing? Felt sick, couldn't finish it. So, yeah, my whole palate has changed, I think. And I'm hitting the gym hard and eating breakfast smoothies.
Being a, not only are you a Apple Watch gym wanker, you are also a smoothie wanker as well now.
Yes. And also the other big news for me is on Saturday I had fat dissolving injections my neck.
Basically, Pats, you have gone from someone who would rock out of bed in their pajamas, not even brush their hair, and go to Tesco and not actually give a shit.
I'd still do that.
Well, I reckon we're not long before you will not even walk out of the house without being fully prepped, glowed up,
definitely
hair done.
Not. I will still. You should have seen the way I went to the gym yesterday. Jeepers.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Like straw.
Going to the gym like that is fine because you're only going to become a sweaty mess. Going to Tesco in your pajamas looking like a mess.
Oh, I'd still go to Tesco in my pajamas. That has not changed.
Well, let's just watch this space is all
honestly,
I'm saying. Because,
honestly.
You know, we've gone from not giving a shit to having fat dissolving injections.
And I am actually getting a jawline. When I told Mum, oh my God. So picture the scene, yeah. Last Friday, Mum comes in to clean the ass. And I say to her, right, you say to me, I'm going to have fat dissolving injections.
Right, Mum, I'm going to have fat dissolving injections.
Oh my God, Ruth, that is ridiculous. You're taking this too far now.
Yeah.
What's in it? What is in it? Right, this is getting silly. You don't know what you're putting in there. That is awful. I cannot believe you. For somebody that is, you know, relatively worldly wise, I cannot believe you'd be so stupid as to do that. It was like I was saying I was going to have crack injected into my neck. Like,
well, the thing is, though, that'll be the next thing, Pats. Right, I'm actually going for crack in my neck.
I want to say a couple of things to you.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first word I want to say is cacao.
Oh, God.
I have never seen Ange lose her shit about anything more than when cacao. I talked about using cacao.
Oh, God. It just gets on my tits. Cacao.
You went mental.
Yeah, well, because it's like it's just become this new thing, hasn't it? It's like another thing. Everyone's chucking cacao in shit all the time. I'm like,
you went crazy.
I can't stand it.
Marley and I went for dinner at Anjanian's a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about this like blender that I'd got, and that I'd got this cacao powder. Oh, as soon as I said the word cacao. Oh my God. Oh, that is, I mean, who's calling it cacao?
Yes.
Well, that's what it's called. Well, it's just cocoa. No, it's different. Well, it's raw cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's different. But why are people just going around saying, can I have raw cocoa in it? Why do we have to call it cacao? Honestly, it was, she was absolutely livid.
Yeah, I was and I still am. It pisses me off when people just, all of a sudden, it's the new thing, isn't it? It's the new thing. It's like chia seeds. Everyone bangs on about chia seeds.
Oh, I love a chia seed.
Exactly, there we go.
I love a chia seed.
And then you go, let's chuck in some cacao. And let's chuck, you know, next thing we were saying, let's chuck in some, like, raw goat's balls. You know, that'll be the next thing. You've got to go.
You know what's
going to
happen
shop.
Next, don't you? Those things that they do on I'm a Celeb, they're going to become the new thing to do.
Exactly.
It's going to be like, let's have a fermented duck egg smoothie.
I am telling you, that is going to be it. Everyone's
chuck
then,
a bit of cacao in it.
Exactly. Yeah, bit of vomit freak, but chuck a bit of the cacao and it's really good for your intestines. Gets on my tits. Everyone just jumps on fucking bandwagons and cacao is one of them.
Well, the other thing I want to say to you, which we haven't actually talked about very much, but I know we're going to be on the same page.
Mm.
The Oasis reunion.
Oh, honestly.
I've got a friend at work who cried 3 times when she heard they were redoing these dates.
Seriously,
like, actually, now look, I know people love Oasis, I know that people absolutely adore them, but I think a lot of the people that were in that queue for tickets on Saturday don't love them, they just want to jump on the bandwagon. Cacao.
Yeah. I mean, Oasis could rename themselves Cacao and everyone would be on that shit.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, and like, people just think, yeah, you know, maybe like 2 or 3 of their songs,
one song.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's just, I mean,
people went mental.
I guess, you know, it's fine, if whatever people are into. I mean,
it's fine. It is fine.
Personally,
just want to give everyone permission to like whatever they want.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, just like it if you like it. I mean, I think it's shit and I actually don't like them and I find them quite irritating, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Right.
Ah, kid, you want to roll it. You gotta change. It's just, oh, I just find it just grates on my eardrums.
I think I think they've had some bangers, like Champagne Supernova, what a song. Wonderwall, what a song. Roll With It, what a song.
Right.
Cigarettes and Alcohol, what a song.
So out of, I mean, I don't even know how many bloody albums they ever did, but I reckon there was a fair few.
Yeah.
We know what, 3 or 4 songs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, look, I wouldn't say that I'm a, you know that to get into the pre-ballot for their tickets, you had to say who the original drummer was.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I think they wanted to see who was...
Yeah, but anybody can Google
that.
What's the point of that?
Exactly, I know. Isn't that stupid?
I mean, oh, dear. Just whack my microphone there. Sorry,
gang.
Oh,
dear. Just do mic whack.
Mic whack.
A mic whack.
Yeah, I mean, anyone could fucking Google who was Google. Oasis's drummer. That's a bit of a stupid thing, isn't it?
That's what you had to do. That was one of the questions you had to answer, apparently.
Apparently.
Anyway, I knew that we'd have the same vibe on Oasis.
100% on the Oasis shit. Not for me, thanks, but crack on.
Right, we had a message in from Vicky Snedden.
Snedders.
And it says this. So, our friend's neighbourhood Facebook page is a constant source of laugh for all of us, me and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
One time, someone posted asking for help because there was a dead bird on her drive and she didn't know what to do. Anyway, the latest is that the neighbours are all up in arms, freaking out, going crazy, calling the police, because thieves have been marking houses to break into onto the street using sticks in a cross shape on people's drives.
What?
Everyone is losing their damn minds. Except it isn't mastermind thieves at all. It's my friend's Labrador leaving sticks after his walk. He does this religiously at different driveways, and my friends have never been bothered to move them. They've decided to just stay quiet. Isn't that gold?
That is gold, Snedders. Oh,
there,
my gosh.
There is a community in Scotland losing their shit because they think it's on the Facebook community page. They're going mental. What is really staggering though is that have any of these houses actually been broken into? Probably not. So because it's a Labrador doing it. So these thieves are mocking their houses and then going, actually, Terry, can you be bothered?
Nah.
25 Max and Way? Nah, I can't be bothered. Can you?
Looks a bit shit, that one, actually. Yeah. Doesn't look like they've got much in
there.
We'll
just move on to the next one down the road. Put a couple of sticks out there.
We'll just have a look in there in a couple of days' time.
If it's thieves, it's got to eat. If it had been sticks and then those houses would have been burgled, you could have seen some kind of logic.
Correlation.
But they're shit thieves because they're going around marking the houses and then just going, nah, I'm just going to have a cup of coffee and stay in today.
I mean, who even started that? Who even looked and went, shit, we've got thieves.
Sharon's
got thieves
a couple of, oh my God, Sharon, you've got a couple of crosses.
You've got a couple of cross sticks outside your house and down the road, Jeff's got a couple. Oh shit, we're going to be robbed. Who has actually thought that? And then gone to the effort of putting it on a freaking community
group.
Chat.
Going mental. Oh my God, I had crosses outside my house last night and my bin lid has been stolen this morning. Oh my God, this is the start. You can see the type of messages though, can't you? You'll not believe it. I have woken up this morning, three sticks on my driveway, two in a cross shape, one just laid next to it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've already logged it on 101 just in case there's a pattern forming.
Also,
I mean, get a grip.
Anyone can move the sticks. Then what are the thieves going to do? We put sticks there, they've gone. Is that the house we chose? Or was it the other one?
That's why there's no burglaries happening, because they can't remember where they put the sticks.
Where they put the bloody sticks.
And also, what thief is going, I'm going to mark it out and then come back? No one. I think to burgle people, you've got to be opportunistic, which is you just go for
You just
it.
See, empty house, we're in.
Going for it. Empty house, mark it.
Yeah, empty house, cut the sticks on the drive.
We'll come back tomorrow, make sure it's still empty. No, what are they doing? Like, plotting it or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually this Labrador that's leaving its sticks after his walk and all of these. As soon as I read it, I was like, that is hilarious.
That is actual comedy gold, that. You could chuck that in some sort of comedic script.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That is so funny, isn't it? Yeah. People losing their shit. Pam would lose her shit about that, wouldn't she?
Oh, she really would.
Oh, my Christ.
Yeah, Mick, she'd be all over Mick.
Those sticks.
Mick, they've left sticks out there again. There's sticks on the drive, Mick. We're going to be burgled. I've got to put it on the chats and rants. That's what our local,
I know it is. Chats and rants. Love it.
And I tell you, people chat and fucking rant about a lot of shit on there.
We've talked about it.
Honestly,
before.
Just
chats and rants.
Chats and rants.
Goes mental.
Yeah.
Okay, we had some dickishes in. Now,
we did.
We had Lucy Loves Rich put three out to us. Really, they were questions more than anything.
Yes, yeah. Which I quite like, to be honest.
Yeah. Men with low ponytails, are they dickish? very clearly said yes.
Well, I mean, I think men, I don't necessarily think they need to be low.
I liked the fact that low was...
I mean, I do think there is something.
Look, you put a low ponytail in. I know that this is not all able to be seen, but I am currently doing a low ponytail. That does look a bit dickish. You put it up higher. You've got, it's more of a vibe.
No, but no, because you're not a man.
No.
No, you can't. But... you can't compare you with men. Men.
Some people
men
probably
with...
have sometimes.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously now you're looking svelte. And you've lost your chins.
Not quite. I mean,
not quite. I mean,
you,
yeah, there's a lot of chin there.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I do think she's onto something with the low ponytail. Because I do
think I do.
Men with low ponytails are they are a slightly different breed to
yes.
men with ponytail, just with a ponytail.
Or with like
think...
a top bun or something, like a bun, a man bun. It's not my vibe, but it does. Seeing somebody wandering around with a very long, low ponytail is very different to seeing somebody who's done like a messy bun on their head.
Yeah, I do.
So I think men with low ponytails are dickish.
Yeah. Absolutely 100% dickish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dickish.
Yeah. The low ponytail, you are a particular breed.
Right, the next one is adults high-fiving. Is this dickish? I love a high-five, but I've actually reflected since that came in on Sunday. I've actually thought about it quite a lot. And it is a bit dickish.
Do you know what I like doing with a high-five? When people come in to high-five me, I just give them a gentle touch.
Tap.
I don't bang. I just a lot of the time because I just can't be asked.
Can't
if
be
people
asked.
Go like, well, I'm just like, I don't want to slap your hand.
Whereas I would use it as an opportunity to close my rings. I'd be punching
multiple high fives.
Like I was in a body pump class or something. I'd be like, especially if it's my left hand, this will get my rings closed.
And then tonight on Instagram, I can tell everybody I've closed my rings.
I can close my rings.
But actually, I've just done 2,500 high fives.
High fives. But yeah, I did actually looking, I do think seeing adults high five, that is dickish. The third one is anklets. Are they dickish? I don't think they are. I like an anklet.
I think anklets should be kept for holidays.
Do you?
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, if you're on holiday in Spain or something and chuck an anklet on, great. You know, jazzes up your outfit a little bit. But I think once
you're wandering around Reading.
Yeah.
Wandering around Reading.
Don't be. I think probably not.
I like an anklet.
No. I also think there are varieties of anklets. Anklets.
Yeah,
that a weird word, anklet?
Yeah, there are varieties. Like, you know, I'm not talking about your Taylor Swift made ones.
I mean, she's getting right on my tits. In fact, all those fucking... bracelets that they wear.
We're going to lose some of our listeners. We've already slammed up Oasis.
Shit.
We're now I do. Bloody hell. I give a shit, guys. I give a shit about whether you stick around and listen to us.
No.
I think plasticky ones.
Yeah.
Are weird. But like gold ones, like dainty ones, I think they look quite nice. With like a cropped trouser. I think she's got 2 out of 3 right there. I don't think anklets are dickish.
I'm with Luce on all three there, to be honest.
You think she's got a hat trick? She's a hat trick hero.
I think there's a hat trick there for Lucy. I think she's come in with an absolute whopper for our first step back.
You've been awarded the dickish treble.
Yeah. You're on a hat trick, mate.
Yeah,
brilliant. Mate. Well done, Luce. Great work there, mate.
And while we're just on dickish, we had Sarah, 1592, just say, I can't cope with people saying it's giving all the time. dickish. I think we have covered that.
Yeah, I've brought the It's Giving thing. It's still around. There's still people really going for the giving shit. And it does irritate me. I've actually got another one, but I'll keep that for next week.
Keep that on that same vein
about sort of a word that people are really going hard for. But it's giving. It's giving. Fuck off. That's what I'm saying. Sarah, I'm totally with you. Sarah, 1592.
Now, just to quickly round off, we've not got much longer left on the record, but I do have a quick tits.
Oh, hang on now. Trick is coming
with a brilliant one.
He's popped a great one in our show. And mindful. Very demure. It's very mindful.
But you know where that came from? It's actually quite a lovely story. No, it is genuinely quite a lovely story.
So we've actually ruined a lovely story. Not we, because we don't say that shit. Other people have ruined a lovely story.
So it was this trans woman on TikTok who did a video about the makeup she wears to go into work. And she was saying, I don't go over the top. It's very demure. It's very classy. It's very mindful. And she did this whole video and it went viral. And now she's got enough money that she can do her surgery.
Right. Well, then we can't slag that off, can we?
Well, we can, because lots of people have slagged it off. And no, but it's not her, is it? We're not slagging off her. We're slagging off the fact that people have just started saying it's very demure, very mindful, very classy, very cutesy.
Cutesy.
Yeah, cutesy.
I mean, that's not even a word. Cutesy. Yeah, no.
Anyway, look. Just
do one.
I've got a tit very quickly before we wrap up.
Give us your quick tits, Pat.
So my quick tits is the thing that's been getting on my shitting tits recently is if a virtual meeting starts at 2, you don't need to click the link at 1:45 because on Teams it comes up so-and-so has started the meeting, so you sat there working away, you think I've got a whole quarter of an hour before my next meeting starts. That's fine. Somebody pops up, Tracy has started the meeting. Tracy, we've got 15 minutes, mate. And then you'll get a message, are you joining this meeting? Yeah, I am
at 2.
I am at 2 o'clock at the time that has been scheduled. People say scheduled. That pisses me.
Yeah, but that's just because Tracy's there doesn't mean you have to be there.
Yeah, but then you get, are you joining the meeting? It gets to like 5:02. Are you joining the meeting? Yeah. I've got 5 whole minutes. I could do a shit in that time, Tracy. I've got five whole minutes before I have to sit in that meeting.
You could just say, sorry, Tracy, I've got 5 minutes. I've just really got to go and do a quick poo. I would just start. If there are particular people that are doing this shit...
Why are you starting it early?
I mean, I think Tracy doesn't have enough to do. That's what I'm thinking. Tracy needs to up her workload.
Just so you know, it's not anyone called Tracy. I don't want anybody that's listening to this that might work with me or know where I work to be like, oh, she's slagging off Tracy. There's no one called Tracy. But like, you know, it's like Simon has started the meeting at, you know, 2:35 and it doesn't start till 3. Simon, man, you know, that gives me anxiety. It makes me think I should go in there too because I'm like, oh my God, I'm a millennial. I'm constantly living with work anxiety.
It wouldn't bother me that. Simon could start the meeting.
Oh my God, I'm like, oh my God,
someone started the meeting.
I think I should join.
I should. And then you're just sat there.
You're just sat there like, okay, well, we won't start yet because it's only 10:02. I would have just got another 10 minutes.
I would just literally be like, Simon, crack on, mate. If you've got a, you know, if you've got 25 minutes to spare, I've got some work you could do for me, actually, Simon. Yeah. I'll just pop that over to you because in that 25 minutes, you could deal with that.
My to-do list is really fucking long, Simon. Do you want to take some of the work off me?
Take it, because you've obviously got shit tons of time because you've joined this call 25 minutes early.
Take it, Simon. That's what I'd be doing.
And then I would actually start just being quite honest about, you know,
I've got to do a poo.
I've just had my lunch. It's been one of these smoothie bowls with cacao and chia seeds and it's gone straight through me. I've got to take a quick shit. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Guys, I am using this 20 minutes to plank. Please leave me. I am planking right now. Please back off.
And I am saying planking.
Plank. Not speaking of using something else, I'm definitely planking.
Because I wouldn't need 25 minutes for the other.
No.
Or actually not even to plank as well, actually, no.
No, plank, I mean, who can plank for 25 minutes? That is.
Have you seen some of these people that do plank for, like, you know, 5 hours?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a, I think it might be like a sort of planking competition or something. I mean.
Well, in my, in one of my classes in kettlebells on a Friday, when we do floor work, we do an upside down plank.
Eh?
Which is where you hold the kettlebell on your chest, your shoulders and your head have to be off the floor, and your legs, the closer they are to the floor, the harder it
is. Oh, yes, I see. Yep, I've got you. Yeah.
That, I did that for a minute on Friday. I actually thought it was going to be death. Death by planking.
Death by...
The world record plank is 9 hours 30... 9 hours!
Yes, I've seen
it. I can't even do 9 seconds.
Can't even do nine. I mean, 9 minutes. I could just about do a minute.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this upside down plank that I did. Flip it.
Yeah. I mean, but there are people that do these, like, full-on, like, planking. They do a planking world record.
Shit. Well, look, on that note, we're going to wrap up Series 11, Episode 1.
In the bag.
It feels good to be back.
Oh, my gosh. It feels
so good to be back.
Honestly, especially the last Cutlers, I've been really like, I'm ready. I want to get back now. We're so pleased we're back, gang. Thank you so much for sticking around during the hiatus.
Being back with us during the hiatus.
But, you know, come back, join us, send us all your shit. Because, you know, I mean, I've definitely got a load of, you know, I've got a lot of shit that I've brought through with the summer. You know, through the summer hiatus.
Well, you've got you've had no one to rant to, have you?
I mean, no, exactly. So, surely, I mean, I think there were a lot of messages from people this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've had a lot of stuff in the box.
But, you know, I'll be on duty this week for getting.
Angie is on duty.
I'm on duty. So I shall be requesting information. Please send us all your shit because we just bloody love it, really, Pats, don't we?
We love it.
Bloody love it, mate.
Remember, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I are back in the saddle, and we will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.